Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, I quote, "There is mass confusion in the minds of our generation. Computers take the place of minds. Electronics are taking over, only confusing things more. I admit we should follow some basic rules. But first, you should look at who is making the rules. Sometimes I walk down a deserted beach, listening to the waves and birds, and I hear them forever calling and forever crying. And sometimes we feel that way. But everyone goes on with his own little routines, afraid to stop and listen for the fear of cracking their nutshell. The answer is out there somewhere. We need to search for it." Dear friends, those were the words of a 15-year-old boy, a marvelous expression of his own perception of the struggle to find answers about life's meaning and purpose. A British athlete named David Shepherd wrote a spiritual journal in which he talked about when, as a college student, he went through a spiritual crisis that brought him to Christ and turned his whole life around. He said, "I knelt and asked Christ to come into my life and to forgive me and to be my friend and my Lord. And I knew in that instant that getting right with God was more important than anything else in the world." Please note, a college student coming to this insight, getting right with God is more important than anything else in the world. Dear friends, whether we are 15 or 50 or 105, each of us is involved in the mighty search. By virtue of our humanity, we are all caught up in the struggle to get right with God, and in so doing, we find answers to the greatest questions. Who am I? What am I to do? Where is my life taking me? The very questions that have propelled the Magi in today's gospel onto an adventurous journey filled with risk and surprise and suspense. The Magi, who are in fact astrologers, are journeying in search of Messiah. He has come at last, they believe. Somehow they have seen it in the stars. A particular star, in fact, is leading them. Only God knows where to. But they follow, and indeed, the star does bring them to the discovery of Jesus, Mary and Joseph in the Christmas stable in the city of Bethlehem. And in Matthew's words, "The star which they had observed at its rising went ahead of them until it came to a standstill over the place where the child was." They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, found the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their coffers and presented him with gifts. The Magi looked into the face of love itself, the God of love in the flesh, and they knew they had found what they had been searching for. And as wise men, they knew that love is made up of many paradoxes. And one of them is this, that out of suffering, love brings joy. Out of sacrifice, love brings renewal. It is when love makes the greatest demands on us that we find our greatest gifts, our greatest oneness with life. It is then we gain a sense that our life has meaning and service, meaning and serves a purpose. When we face love's sorrow, we find love's strength. That's what life is all about. The struggle to find love is what life is all about. And we don't need a reminding that although God's own Son was without sin, He was not without suffering. Dear friends, on the journey to fulfillment, no one wears the crown unless he or she has borne the cross. There is not one good person here who has not or will not suffer some kind of pain, have some cross to lift up and bear during his or her lifetime. Some of you here today already have been deeply wounded by events that have taken place in your life, maybe recently. In his wonderful book, The Wounded Healer, Henry Newman reminds us that in our very woundedness, we can more understandingly and caringly reach out and embrace one another with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. That by His suffering and death, the Lord Jesus Christ has released in this world of ours the power to get through the dark days and nights. That just as we have been joined with Him in His suffering and death, we have been joined with Him in His resurrection. The wise men were joined to the newborn Christ in the bond of love as they prostrated themselves before Him and offered Him their gifts. But at the same time, they were warned not to return to King Herod, who wanted to kill Jesus. And in that warning of impending danger, they were joined to Christ in the bond of suffering. Over the cradle loomed the cross, and the Magi understood the true meaning of Christmas. Like the wise men of old, dear friends, let us prostrate ourselves at the cradle of Christ, mindful of the reality that it rests under the shadow of the cross. Let us humbly give ourselves over completely to the Christmas babe. Let us allow Him to empower us to get through the dark days and nights and join with Him in His resurrection, just as we have joined with Him in His suffering and death. The birth of baby Jesus has poured into our sick world the healing medicine of love. It has transformed all manner of hearts from more than 2,000 years. It has given beauty to human service that reflects the very image of God. Underneath all of the confusion and the hard questions is this beating Christmas heart. What a happy year for all if we would carry this Christmas heart into each day of this year and make it a permanent thing in our lives. Dear friends, let us do it. May God bless us. Amen.